Sunday Meditation, December 9th, 2001. Our question today comes from Bruce Perret. He says, "It is my understanding that the formation of a social memory complex is crucial to fourth density existence, and that the human race, due to factors already cited in the raw material, has been unable to even begin to form a social memory complex. My question is, what would be the areas of study and the mental and spiritual disciplines required of a dedicated group of people who wish to form a social memory complex in preparation for harvest? I assume detailed communication between complex members is a necessity, with direct person-to-person communication being the most efficient, allowing communication to take place at multiple levels. But is physical proximity necessary to initiate the formation of a new social memory complex? Can a social memory complex be formed through such a tool as our internet or electronic mail? And how much a portion of this preparation for a social memory complex might be accomplished by seekers of truth simply seeking the truth and being themselves and living a life? Is there something specific we need to do?"
"We are those known to you as the principal of Kuo. And we greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We thank you for calling us to your circle of seeking. We thank you for your quest for the truth and for your preservation of this special time of silence and meditation. For it is a beautiful and most helpful discipline to come together in silence and to invite the truth with all of the ardor of a courtier. For truly you do court that which is to you unknown, that which to you is a gift of your own spirit within. We thank you too because it allows us to perform a service that we feel is worthwhile. The one known as Romy was saying how remarkable it was that we continue to be happy to speak with you on subjects when they seem to cycle around and perhaps cover the same material more than once, and certainly in a generalized sort of sense this is true. Yet we find that at each asking, the direction from which the question comes and the seeking and vector of that seeking is different, not only in a horizontal manner but in a vertical manner. It is a matter of the cycles of questioning being spirals, and perhaps not even that organized or logical, because oftentimes the learning of a spiritual principle is completely nonlinear. And some of the seemingly advanced bits will come very easily to a certain personality shell, whereas some of the most simple things will be very difficult. Consequently, it does no good to take one's own spiritual temperature, but simply to continue to live each day as though it were the central concern of your soul to live it well. We ask one thing, and that is that always each of you use the discrimination that is native to your consciousness. Listen with an ear for resonance. When resonance is occurring, retain those thoughts and invite them to develop themselves more and to bloom within your musing. If the thoughts do not interest you, do not attempt to follow them, for they are not yours at this time. The question today concerns how to form a social memory complex of fourth density level while in third density. And we do find this an apt question and an interesting one. To begin with, let us look at third density as opposed to fourth density. There is a quantum break in between third density and fourth density. Consequently, the question cannot be answered as asked precisely because of the fact that third density is not fourth density. Fourth density is not third density. The two have different locations within time-space, or the metaphysical universe. Consequently, it is easy to mix up in one's mind the question of how to be a fourth density social memory complex in third density, and the equally valid question of how to express fourth density values within third density. Thus, foreshadowing or pre-echoing the fourth density reality of which your foreshadowing is a gift of hope. It is far more simple to talk about fourth density as fourth density, and we will do this first. But we do not believe it completely answers the question. When a third density entity allows or surrenders to that ineffable energy of unconditional love, which has often been called Christ consciousness, then the experiencer of this love vibration is dwelling, unknown to herself, oftentimes in fourth density. That quality of love, when the veil is removed, simply places one in a fourth density environment. In this fourth density environment, the social memory complex is alive and well because the nature of consciousness in fourth density allows that pattern and that pattern is a model that is higher than or that will replace the lower density when there is the awareness to see the higher density. In other words, when the spirit is not embodied in incarnation and the soul involved is vibrating at this level, the disciplines and studies involved in creating a social memory complex begin to be available, certainly. But even before such study and discipline, the roadway is there upon which the seeker finds it convenient and easy to walk. The difficulty in fourth density would be finding a motivation for shutting off any part of the self from the blessed company of all other selves that were part of your being. So anytime there is between two entities an energy exchange that is genuinely and authentically mutually loving without reservation or purpose of control or manipulation, anytime there is the achieving of a state of trust that is pure between two entities, anytime there is that insight and awareness of the oneness of the self and another, within that moment, within that communion, however long it lasts, you are walking the bright and golden path of social memory formation, weaving connections and experiences that redound to the personal process of evolution, and also that redound to the planetary process of birth into fourth density. Third density entities, finding themselves able to run fourth density energy, will greatly aid in the formation of the fourth density social memory complex simply by opening the heart to the extent that those moments are possible. It is not, however, to our mind, a physical goal of physical incarnate beings to achieve a complete fourth density social memory complex. The concern that we share with you here is simply that there not be the desire for outer achievement or for some kind of click or society of elite. It is well to realize that the social memory complex is not that which is made up of certain selected entities whose personality shells seem to indicate a certain level of awareness. Rather, in the complete democracy of spirits, the social memory complex is made connection by connection, energy exchange by energy exchange, between all peoples who connect in all ways, on all levels, and in many, many cases, without there being a noticeable catalyst. Consequently, it is well to work with those with whom there are special connections. It is also well to level the gaze to include all entities whatsoever that come within the purview of any being that is working on this very worthwhile line of direction in seeking to serve the one creator. Do not expect to be completely successful in third density, except momentarily or briefly, and always be aware that in seeking such goals, there is the greed for moving quickly, perhaps more quickly than the wise old woman inside the heart would have you move. And you must listen to that grandmother within that says, this is a day in which you shall be content to be silent and to surrender and to wait. This is not the day to go forth and achieve. Be aware of the energy that you have from day to day and work with the energy that is there that day, not towards an arbitrary goal like running Christ energy at all times, but simply with the goal of moving towards the self again and again. This instrument was saying earlier that where she has weaknesses in her thinking, she finds herself moving back again and again, iterating the messages of faith and confidence and peace that she feels most deeply true, but that her emotions and her mental quirks of character do not find so appealing. And of course, in each situation where an entity has to repeat that particular lesson, whatever it is, again and again, the message is clear. This is something that we need to pay great respect and attention to, and to sit with, and to welcome as a friend. For this friend has something to teach us. Perhaps it may sit with us at our campfire, shall we say, for a long time. Perhaps it shall be the entire incarnation. Perhaps it shall be a month or a year. Whatever that time is, be hospitable and welcome that time. We simply encourage each not to go faster than the wheels will turn. The need here is not for any rate of speed, but rather for the self in the daily moment to be paying attention and attempting to do those things that are felt by that entity to be important at this particular time. However, it is more difficult to speak of the foreshadowing effect, but much easier to find a sense of reality which we may share with you, which you may perhaps be able to see in a conscious manner. This flashing of fourth density is a magical thing. It is a matter of the state of mind of the person. And it is extraordinarily difficult to talk about a state of mind. But belief and faith are a state of mind. Perhaps we would even say knowing is a state of mind. If one knows that something is true, that person becomes able to demonstrate that truth. It is the depth of the knowing that creates the state of mind which opens the gateway to intelligent infinity and allows that Christ consciousness energy, its freedom of passage. And when that energy is flowing freely, even if that entity has no idea of what is occurring, the planet itself and the people around that entity will feel the light shine, will feel the warmth that is radiated, and will be drawn towards that light and that gentleness of energy that moves with those who are full of love. All of you have seen this in your daily lives. You have seen illuminated moments when those around you, or perhaps even you yourself, experienced something that made your everyday experience seem like a black and white movie in comparison. Because the colors are richer, the feelings are more intense and more pure. That which seems two-dimensional in third density is three-dimensional in fourth density. And you flash on this awareness, not because you've changed, but because you've opened the door that was closed within yourself. For the door has been opened for you because of your surrender to the silence and your discipline with persistence in keeping that silence daily. One of the questions that was asked was what studies or disciplines might be helpful for those who seek to be at the fourth density level and to create a social memory complex. Certainly the most important tool is silence. For truly, until you have come to a certain degree of silence with yourself, the energy exchanges of the quality of fourth entity will be difficult, for there will be fear. The more time spent in silence over a period of time, a little at a time but daily, is extremely helpful for opening those higher densities to the self within, so that the self is beginning to pre-echo and foreshadow fourth density without even thinking about it. We believe that we have given enough for this sitting and would appreciate the one known as Bruce refocusing and requestioning for further information if this entity desires. We would at this time thank this instrument and transfer this contact to the one known as Jim. We are those of Akul. We leave this instrument in love and in mind.
unquote. And we greet each again in love and in light. I think this is true. We would ask at this time if there may be any further queries remaining upon the minds of those present, to which we may attempt to respond. Is there another query at this time?
Okay, I would be glad to ask this question, and I would also be glad to have you just tell me that you can't answer because of free will issues. That would be fine. I've been receiving some interesting communications, and I've developed the theory that I'm receiving a psychic greeting at this time from an entity which has to do with those abroad, and which had to do with me and met me in the course of the raw contact. I'm talking about the fifth density entity. I got some interesting information recently that said that this entity had been working to, I guess, dismantle the Law of One for quite, just for a long, long, long time, and that I'd taken this entity on somehow. Now, my feeling is just to love this entity as myself and let the chips fall where they may. If you would like to comment in any way about the situation, either about my accuracy or about my thinking, I would greatly appreciate it. Anything you want to say?
I'm cool, and I'm aware of your query. As you are aware, it is with great care that we attempt any response to such a query. However, we feel that it may be statement that your relationship with the entity of the fifth density negative polarity was, shall we say, begun at a time previous to this incarnation, but became more specific and personal, shall we say, with the beginning of the contact with those of the raw social memory complex. This was of necessity, for this entity has as its primary purpose in regards to this third density planet the increase of the harvest of those who share its polarity. Mm-hmm. And the reduction of the harvest of the positive polarity. This entity has been engaged in this activity for a great portion of what you would call time within your third density illusion. For the mandate, shall we say, that such an entity gives itself is that there shall be control over those in this entity's field of experience. It is the nature of the negative polarity to arrange itself in such a fashion so that there is a definite order in the movement of energies, thus allowing those controlling this ordered movement to benefit most in the harvest of energies and power. This entity has many areas in which it has invested its own energies in this manner and with these goals. It found the necessity of focusing upon your role in the contact with those of Ra. For it was with this contact that this entity felt the most opportunity for gaining power resided. That this entity would focus upon such a contact is logical from its point of view, but we would also suggest that this entity has busied itself with other endeavors as well. We would speak briefly to the concept of dismantling the law of one.
Mm-hmm.
This entity observes the law of one with the attitude of using this law for its own gain. Thus, it does not seek to dismantle this law as much as it seeks to bend it and form it in a manner which suits its purposes best. The law is one. It is indestructible. However, there are means by which certain of its applications may be distorted by those who would seek to use it for their own gain. Very further query.
No, thank you. But I really appreciate the answer, and I'll think about it.
I am confident. We thank you for your clear message. Is there another query at this time?
That's for me, cool.
I guess I would ask one more question, and again, please feel free just to tell me that you can't answer it. But my question has to do with a fellow named Bill Hay, who wants to create a simpler version of Log One. I have very mixed feelings about this project. I'd love to see the Log One available in more ways, to more people, on more levels. But I'm suspicious of the changes, the distortions of the message that would ensue if we took out, if we changed the material substantially. And this is an entity that wishes to do good and to serve and to put a lot of money behind the project, multimedia, or he doesn't know what. So I have an opportunity here, Tim and I both do, to have a hand in creating further material about the Log One. And I just, I'm thinking maybe it's a situation where it's something that simply cannot be done simply. So any thoughts that you would have about pursuing this, I would greatly invite.
I am aware of it clearly. And in this particular question, we find that there is so much of your free will available for infringement that we must not give any kind of response at this time.
Very well. That's just fine. Thank you so much, Guru. I don't have any other questions at this time.
I am cool. Good. We thank you for your queries and apologize for our lack of response to the second query. We would take this opportunity to thank each once again for inviting us to join you this day. It has been a privilege, as always, to do so. We would at this time take our leave of this instrument and this group. We leave you each in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We are known to you as those of one. Adonai, my friend.
Well, Lord, we just take this opportunity to bless your holy name and thank you for bringing us to this new day and giving us a beautiful life so far. And we ask that you teach us about true peace, and that you teach our planet about peace, and that you turn the hearts of the leaders of the nations to peace. And we pray for those who suffer. Scott, Judy, Ethel, Ophelia, Alan, Anne, Dana, Lynn, me, Mike, Poopy, Dana, Sonia, Steve, Marilyn, Barb, Vinny, Donna, Lumi, Glenn, Kim, Janet, Kathy's mom, Kelly, Frank, Steve's niece, Cindy's dad, Connor, Marilyn, Marilyn's dad, Abby, Natalie, Mary, Martha, Aurora, Angela, Patricia, Bill, Ellen, Al, Wesley, and Marianne, the Bean family, the Curtin family, the Flaherty family. Other
advice? The people suffering in Afghanistan, and also those suffering in the Middle Eastern region.
And all victims of terrorism and war and everything. Yeah, pray for our beloved son.
I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. You united people, we are one. You united people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.